Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
7:45, quarter till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, in case you've noticed. It's been a little wild on Wall Street. Mark Rosa joins us now, our friend, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, for Monday Morning Markets with Mark as we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Are you fine? What do we got ahead? Calm waters? Do you see red skies in morning? Investors take warning? What do you see?
Tommy, a couple of things. You know, it's a foregone conclusion. I don't think we've talked about any other subject as long as we've been having the program, then tariffs has come into just about every conversation. And I think it's put Wall Street on a pause.
But to be fair, he does keep bringing it up. I'm just kidding.
Well, so when it's first introduced, Dow at about 42,000 promptly sold off to 38, and I'm glad it's recovered quite a bit. But since the 9th, it's moved back up to around 40, and it's around 40.7 right now. And if the market opened this minute, it looks like it's going to be up about 380, 390 points. That's good news. So I think all the shock value has left the market, and it's regained most of what it lost. So now we're from about 42 right before this party began to about 40 right now, close to 41.
But wait, that's interesting. So you're saying it won't be as topsy-turvy this week, you don't think?
You never know what comes out of the tariff conversations, but I thought that so many of the countries, at least that's the news I was listening to over the weekend, so many of them were coming to the bargaining table and trying to sort out the differences between themselves and the U.S. And I saw that the European Union at first, we're going to reject everything, and it didn't take them long to say, no, we're looking now at a zero-for-zero tariff. And tell me, most of these countries are in recession, and they got themselves that way by a number of things. Germany, one of the strongest economic entities in the world, got themselves sideways on the net zero. Their energy costs have gone up several fold. You've got some of the biggest employers in Germany for the first time in their history, Volkswagen, for instance, laying off tens of thousands of people because they couldn't afford the power to run the factories like they used to. So they're going to be short from an export standpoint, hundreds of thousands of cars from there. All the German brands, the Mercedes, BMW, Volkswagen Group has owned several car brands. So if they're having trouble, the other countries are sure to be having trouble financially.
You said they're going to be short, but how would they be short if there's the demand? Then why would they lay off workers? I'm confused.
Well, they're not able to produce the cars. They're not able to keep the factories open with the current energy costs to produce the cars that they normally produce. At least that's the news that I've gotten from that. And they're going to produce several hundred thousand, that was the quote, fewer cars than it would normally be producing because they starve themselves of energy sources. They wanted to go green and wind and everything, but it doesn't produce the power that the country needs.
But is the demand for the cars still there, Mark? I'm wondering why they wouldn't just raise the prices.
Well, that's okay. So then you got the German brands, but they also own, I'm trying to think, a couple of brands. They used to own Jaguar. I think that's gone. Mm-hmm. But they own Audi. They own Lamborghini. They own a lot of brands that we wouldn't normally think that comes under the VW group. But I think there could be demand for the cars, but they're not going to be producing them. And then if the tariffs are hitting vehicles specifically, but at least the person that was the head of the European Union was speaking yesterday saying that we want to take everything down to a zero tariff. My point is that many of the countries there are in recession. Canada isn't doing well financially. China is basically in recession at this point. So I think a lot of that, they realize when these tariffs have come on, it's going to be.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be a little bit more painful than at first. You know, they want to dig their heels in and, oh, we can go without them. That's not happening. They can't go without us very easily. So that's where I think the market has started trading sideways, because these other countries want to negotiate. And the other part, I mean, it's just, so the market is not, you would have to have a catalyst to make it go further. And it caused the Fed to kind of sit on their hands. They're saying a little inflation news in a second. But we got encouraging news to come out last week about inflation, and the Fed would normally, it's been in their range, it's lower in the range that they were expecting to start lowering rates. And, Fed chair is saying, well, you know, we don't have to be in a hurry for this. We need to see how far these tariffs are going to unravel. So I think that's what's got the market trading sideways. Otherwise, the belief is that the Fed would lower rates at the May meeting, but they're not. So the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, their Fed Watch program, it looks like they meet in 23 days, no change expected for May. And there is an expectation for a 25 basis point reduction in June and another rate reduction right behind it in July. So that, you know, we're going to have to wait and see on what comes out of the tariffs and what comes out of some other economic indicators that will come out. This week, not so busy. We just have retail sales. But if you want a break, and I can
let's take a break.
And PPI after the break.
We'll talk about all the CPI, PPI. Mark Roser, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Taking a look at the week ahead on Wall Street, Monday morning markets with Mark, 751, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 756, 4 till 8, back to Mark Roser, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, Monday morning markets with Mark. Mark saying earlier, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, that hopefully a lot of the ups and downs, depending on what the president says about tariffs, might not be as bad this week?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I mean, that's the best we could do, just kind of reading into what might be going on. But it seems like several countries have come to the table. As expected, China looks like it's being stubborn, but their economy is in recession as well. So I think they are going to be more eager to negotiate than maybe they let on from the beginning. But last month, the news came out last week on the CPI and PPI, consumer prices. It's the first drop since May of 2020. Both of the indicators, CPI and PPI, came in at negative numbers. And that's what you and I have been talking about for months, if not years, that it's one thing if inflation is increasing at a very anemic rate or increasing at a decreasing rate. I know that sounds like doublespeak, but the other was, you and I said, it really has to start showing negative numbers where prices are actually falling. So CPI down 0.1%, that was expected to be up, and year over year, it dropped from 2.8% 5% and is an annual rate down to 2.4. So this is right smack in the territory where the Fed said we see these numbers that are being somewhat consistent, not volatile, and in the twos, in the low twos, they were going to be open to start cutting rates. So that's where I think the CME, the Chicago Merck Fed Watch, are recording a lot of the participants thinking that we're going to have a June and July cut. And the PPI came in even better than the consumer prices. It was expected to be up 0.2%. It was down 0.4%. So then on a year-over-year basis, again, we're going from 3.2 at an annual rate down to 2.7. So both of those figures, 2.4 and 2.7 on an annual basis, that's very comfortable. And the Fed even said so over the weekend, but saying, well, you know, we got this with the tariffs. We don't want to start kicking down the rates to start stimulating the economy. And then the tariffs would add to that. So that's why they're on wait and see. But it seems like the analysts are optimistic. Looking at June and July back to back, that would be helpful.
So where does the market stand, if we're keeping score, if we can ask such a thing, for people that are, you know, the sky is falling and everything else, where it was a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, et cetera?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so the Dow, it's down 4.9% year-to-date. And that's where someone would say, well, I'm looking at my 401 and I saw my year-end numbers and I'm down a little bit. Well, it was down a whole lot more than that. It recovered, as we discussed. Mm-hmm. But on a one-year basis, it's up 6.7%, Tommy. So that's not a bad number. And you talk about looking at a five-year, it's up 70%, 7-0. So here we always have said we've seen downturns. We've seen them, that the downturns come from many different origins, but it seems like every time the same is true. Don't panic, don't sell into it, and people invariably do. And I think it's just it makes a bigger mess out of their accounts than if they would have just held the course. This is kind of man-made, this downturn based on the tariffs. Otherwise, I think the market would have found higher numbers, and I think it will after a lot of this it clears up. And lastly, I think it will clear up. It's not going to be on there forever.
Thank you, Mark. Very valuable information. We wait until Friday now for Managing Your Money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Always some interesting information. I'll talk about David Blake when we come back on WWL.